The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
If it goes to hell, at least it goes somewhere.
You've got mail.
Oh my goodness, I've got mail right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. You're hanging out with me, D. It is Saturday, August the 18th. And if you're just tuning in and this is kind of new to you and you're wondering what it is, what I'm doing, obviously, you know, we're in the middle of a very cool show where we get to listen to music from all over the planet. And I'm here to tell you, Planet Rocks. But what's even cooler about the planet rocking is that I wind up getting all kinds of mail. And of course, everybody's, you know, checking in or telling me what they've got going on. Or, you know, introducing themselves. Maybe they're introducing me to their music. And, you know, and it's one of those things where after, over the course of time, you know, some of the stuff that I get is so awesome that I decided that what better way to share more information about some of the people that I get to meet and some of the music I get to hear than to be able to share it with you guys. So I started checking my mail live on air right here on Radio Memphis. And of course, you know, those of you that are interested, I'll tell you later how you can actually get in on that. But today is kind of a special, and it's kind of an interesting one, because as it turns out, the particular mail that I winded up checking on, you know, today winds up being from an individual that I actually know. I met through Radio Memphis, and you know, I wound up doing an interview with him not too long ago, probably about a month and a half ago, right here in Radio Memphis Around the World. And what was even stranger, no pun intended, what was even stranger about how I was introduced to this individual is that he had actually appeared first as a guest on a very successful show, you know, that we had run, that we actually were running in collaborations with, called The Existence of Strange Things. And of course, you know, amazing concept, you know, amazing content. And, you know, this individual was actually a guest on that show, which was the first introduction as far as who he was. And, you know, and as it turns out, not only was he really, really cool about, you know, the show that he was participating in at the time, he wound up also being somewhat, you know, of a new, you know, an artist that had come back to what he knew that he loved to do. And if you guys are wondering who I'm talking about a Mr. Gary Vassy. All right, Gary Michael Vassy. And I talked to him on Around the World. You guys may have remembered it was probably about the third week in June. And if you guys missed that interview, you guys can go to radio-memphis.com. You can check it out. You know, it's on the Radio Memphis On Demand, you know, because we had a fantastic conversation. You know, this is an individual, you know, he's from Yorkshire, all right? And of course, you know, he's a huge Tigers fan. He spent most of his adult life, you know, pretty much lost in Texas. And of course, you know, and more recently, you know, in Czech Republic, okay? And of course, he's a leading analyst, okay, in commodity trading and risk management industry, all right? Dude's written tons of books, okay, on this crazy stuff, and has advised and consulted, you know, a ton of people as far as that in management industry. But, you know, he also writes, you know, poems. He also writes strange books. He also writes stuff on metaphysics. He also writes things about the occult. He also writes things about, you know, the paranormal, and it's got a slew of stuff on that too. So, and check it out, because you can actually, you know, check it. If you look for Gary Vassy, you know, especially on Amazon, you'll see all of his stuff. He's all out there. Well, since, you know, since we had done an interview here on Radio Memphis Around the World, you know, and I actually played one of his tunes, you know, had a couple of his tunes back then, you know, we've kind of, you know, kind of tried to keep in touch and touch base. And I had gotten an email from Gary this past week. And the reason why it was so special to me was because of the last statement that he made. And it's kind of sat in the pit of my heart, and, you know, and it's the pit of my mind, you know, for the past couple of days, you know, since I've read it. And I had to share it with everybody. And ultimately, you know, going on a thread that, you know, we were kind of back and forth on, you know, when we had first met. And of course, you know, he immediately, you know, pops in and he was like, you know, hey, I hope all is well. I put out another song, and I finished the last one, which I sent in draft form. I hope you like them. You Are My Song is a current release, and I had a producer work with me on it. You know, and of course, no regards, Gary. And, you know, and of course, you know, the particular songs, you know, he'd actually sent me to. You know, I got to listen to them. And so I wrote back to him, and I told him, you know, it was so great to hear from you. And yes, I do like them. And I'm definitely going to be playing one of those on air tomorrow, which is today. Of course, I asked him how things have been. You must have been right. And quite in the creative mood. And of course, the immediate response I got back was, LOL, guess I fell in love with life again. Glad you like them. Which one will you play? falling in love with life again is what got me into my stomach and stuff. And this is ultimately what music does, okay? You know, even in the crazy world of everything and all the busyness and all the stuff, when you've got this little thread in you and you're able to do some writing and you're able to do some magical things, it's amazing how this can make you fall in love with life again. And that was a statement that's been sitting with me for a little bit. And so, you know, this is kind of my way of shouting back out, you know, and saying, hey, you know, hey, back to Gary Bassi. And of course, you know, the ultimate question is, you know, what song am I going to play? And of course, I guess I'm going to tell you which one I'm going to play. I'm going to play It's My Life, because this is one I'm definitely going to want to share with you guys right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. Cool thing about him is that, you know, if you go and listen to our interview, you know, one of the suggestions was that we were going, you know, that he was going to start searching out some artists, you know, maybe start collaborating with some that would actually want to perform stuff that he writes, because he would be a fantastic songwriter for somebody, and somebody really needs to pay attention to that. Those of you like the fact that I check my mail, if you want me to check my mail and hope that I'm going to share your stuff live on air, it's got to be cool. You got to get, like, you know, you got to tell me some cool stuff. You got to tell me, like, your heartfelt thoughts, you know, and open up, man, because that's the stuff that gets me, man. It gets me all in the feels, okay? So definitely you can actually reach out to me. If you drop me a line to my email, Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A, at PirateRadioStudios.com, okay? Drop me a line. Let me know what you've got going on. You know, if you got music, attach music. You've got a story, attach the story. And like I said, I'm looking through this stuff all the time. I mean, I've got stuff in from a lot of people from all over the place. And sometimes it's one of those things where it'll just hit me a certain way and I'll have to check my mail live on air. And I'm definitely going to check it with everybody and let everybody tune in and listen to it. All right. Some good stuff. Now, in the meantime, as I promised, for the one that fell back in love with life again. This one's for you, man. It was a cool song. I want to share it with everybody, you know, and yes, I do like it. It's My Life, and it's on Radio Memphis right now.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.